Big Pill by Raymond Z. Galoon. Child it was, of the now ancient H-bomb. New, untested. Would its terrible power sweep the stark Saturnian moon of Titan from space? Or miraculously create a flourishing paradise colony? Under the glow of Saturn and his rings, five of the air domes of the new colony on Titan were still inflated. They were enormous bubbles of clear, flexible plastic. But the sixth air dome had flattened, and beneath its collapsed roof, propped now by metal rods, a dozen men in spacesuits had just lost all hope of rescuing the victims of the accident. Bert Kraskow, once of Oklahoma City, more recently a space freighter pilot, and now officially just a colonist, was among them. His small, hard body sagged as if by weariness. His lips curled, but his full anger and bitterness did not show. 9 dead, he remarked into the radio phone of his oxygen helmet. No survivors. And then, inaudibly, inside his mind, I'm a stinking fool. Why didn't we act against Space Colonist Supply Incorporated before this could happen? His gaze swung back to the great rent that had opened in a seam in the air dome. Under only normal earthly atmospheric pressure, when it should have been able to withstand much more. Instantly, the warmed air had rushed out into the near vacuum of Titan, Saturn's largest moon. Those who had been working the night shift under the dome to set up prefabricated cottages had discarded their spacesuits for better freedom of movement. It was the regulation thing to do, always considered safe. But they had been caught by the sudden dropping of pressure around them to almost zero, and by the terrible cold of the Titanian night. For a grief-stricken second, Bert Kraskow looked down again at the body beside which he stood. You could hardly see that the face had been young. The eyes popped. The pupils were white like ice. The fluid within had frozen. The mouth hung open. In the absence of normal air pressure, the blood in the body had boiled for a moment before the cold had congealed it. Your kid brother, Nick, eh, Bert? An air conditioning mechanic named Lawler said, almost in a whisper. About 20 years old, huh? 18, Bert Kraskow answered into his helmet phones as he spread the youth's coat over the distorted face. Old Stan Kraskow, metal worker, was there too. Bert's and Nick's dad. He was blubbering. There wasn't much that anybody could do for him. And for the other dead, there were other horrified mourners. Some of them had been half nuts from homesickness and the sight of harsh voidal stars even before this tragedy had happened. It was Lawler who first cut loose, cursing. He was a big, apish man with a certain fiery eloquence. "Damned lousy, stinking, obsolete equipment," he snarled. "Breathe on it and it falls apart. Under old Bill Lauren, Space Colonist Supply used to make good, honest stuff. I worked with it on Mars and the moons of Jupiter. But now, look at what the firm is turning out under Trenton Lauren, old Bill's super-efficient son. He was so greedy for quick profits in the new Titan colonization project, and so afraid of being scooped by new methods of making these fizzled-out worlds livable, that he didn't even take time to have his products decently inspected. And that, after not being able to recognize progress. Hell, where is that dumb, crawlin' boob? There was a moment of silence. Then somebody muttered, "Speak of the devil." With eyes that had grown quite wolfish, Bert Kraskow saw Trenton Lauren arrive at last from the administration dome. He was plump, maybe 35, and somehow dapper even in a spacesuit. That he was here on Titan at all, and not in a pressurized settlement on Mars or at the main office of his firm in Chicago, was a cocky gesture of bravado, a leaf torn from the book of his more worthy sire, and perhaps more particularly an attempt to counteract the consequences of his bad business judgment personally. The fear of one who sees how his haste and greed can be called punishable criminal negligence was in his face. The things that had been human sprawled stiff before him, accusing him. But the worst was the presence of those grim, silent men who might add him forcibly to the death list. That moment held crystallized in it the conflict.